Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. It is, of course, Tone FM this morning, and on 107.8 FM across the county town. It's Patch Jobson in the chair again for another interview, and I'm thrilled today to be joined by somebody who has been a pioneer, to say the very least, in music over the last 45 years after the emergence of UB40 back in the 80s. Good morning, Robin Campbell. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Not bad, not bad at all. Now, you've come on today. We're going to talk about the new single and the new album shortly. But firstly, let's just address this. 45 years?
Yeah, it is a bit of a run. It's a lifetime, isn't it? It's incredible.
For you, it must be an absolute privilege to look back at that and to have all those experiences and have all of those record sales. It's something like 100 million album sales and all of those hits. Did you ever have any inkling at all when you first started this back in the 80s that this was going to be your life for the next 45 years?
Of course not, no. I don't think at that age you imagine that you're going to live for 45 years, I think. You know, we would have happily had 10 years as a band, and that would have seemed like a good run. We took it very seriously. We wanted it to be our career, but I don't think anybody ever dreams that they're going to be doing it for 45 years and still going.
I think it's an incredible feat. And if we just go right back to the beginning, if we just touch on where UB40 came from, because if I'm right, this came from your love for reggae music, didn't it, in Birmingham?
Absolutely. Where we grew up in South Birmingham, the area that we grew up, that's what we heard. The music on the streets, everywhere we went, youth clubs, bars, you know, nightclubs, everywhere, we heard reggae, because that was the music from Jamaica that had just come over with the people that came over in the 50s brought their music, and that was before reggae existed, you know. But we were teenage lads when the music changed from ska into rocksteady and then into reggae, and that was the only music that we were interested in playing.
Well, I think it certainly proved that it proved its worth with you, to say the very least. So here we are, 45 years later. You're about to release another brand new single, which is absolutely fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about where Home came from, because this came from your lead singer, didn't it?
Our new lead singer, yeah. He's been with us a couple of years, but it's a joy working with him, because he's full of youth and enthusiasm, and he keeps bringing new songs to us, which is great. And he fits so well into our ethos, politically, musically. He's from the same place. He's our percussionist's nephew, so it's still in the family. And yeah, he brought this song to us and said, I've been working on this song, and it is home, forgive the pun, straight away. It echoes everything that we've been saying for many years. It's all about intolerance and bigotry, you know.
And I think that's key to also your history as UB40, isn't it? Because you've never been afraid of bringing these issues to the table. And this new single just brings it back again, doesn't it? It takes us back to that era when the Windrush generation came to the UK, and everything that we've seen in the last few years, it's all kind of wrapped up into the song, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's not just about the Windrush. It's about immigrants, you know, and the problems that they face and the bigotry that they face. Matt Doyle, his ancestors, his relatives were Irish. So, and they had the same problems. You know, there used to be signs in the windows of bedsits and hotels saying no blacks and no Irish, you know, and that was something that hit home for him. And that's what the song is all about. It's about, you know, not accepting people and about intolerance and bigotry. And it's not necessarily about colour. It's just about people being afraid of incomers, you know, new people, new faces, new cultures. And it affects every immigrant's people, you know.
No, and it's very clear from the single that, the passion to bring this to the forefront is there from Matt as well. It's incredibly well written, incredibly well produced. And of course, this now comes from the new album, UB45, which celebrates the 45 years of the band. Tell us a little bit more about how the albums come together, because there's some new tracks on there, but there's also some new takes on some old tracks as well, isn't there?
Yeah, well, again, that's all to do with Matt because, as I say, he's been with us for a couple of years now, and the one thing that fans say to us after shows is how well he sings the old tunes. You know how well he fits in and how well he sings the originals. So we just thought it'd be nice, as part of the celebration of 45 years, to re-record some of those old classics with Matt singing them. You know, because we just want people to hear how well he does it and how good those sound, tunes still sound the way we play them today, you know. So yeah, the idea was to do a half and half album. So there are seven re-recorded old UB40 classic fan favorites and seven brand new tunes.
I
So
think
yeah, it's a mix of the two, and that's the way of celebrating 45 years, I think.
it's a very fair way of celebrating 45 years, and there's some great tracks on there as well. But how did you choose the older tracks to go on? Because your back catalogue is extensive. There are many, many fan favourites. Was it a real challenge to go, well, actually, we'll do this track, but we'll leave this one?
Yeah, there was great argument for a long time over which ones to do. But principally, they're songs that we still do in the set. So they're songs that Matt was familiar with and happy to record, you know, that didn't require too much hard work. So yeah, it was songs that we still do regularly, songs that fans always want to hear. If we were to drop them out the set, people would be asking why we don't play them, you know. So it was not that difficult for me, really, because as I'm the one that usually ends up compiling the sets, I had a pretty good idea of which songs we could do with Matt, you know. I mean, he literally could do any of them, and I'm sure it'll change over time. We'll be adding new old ones that he loves singing, you know, but those seven for me were pretty obvious ones because they are still in the set now.
Makes perfect sense. Now, we should also mention as well that obviously the album is going to be available in various formats. I love the fact that you're going to be releasing this on a cassette and CD, but there's also a special edition coming out for Record Store Day as well, isn't there?
We've always redone vinyl limited editions, but I think it's lovely that vinyl is having such a resurgence in popularity because vinyl sounds great, always has done.
Now, if we also just move on to the tour, you're kickstarting on April the 1st in Birmingham, of course, at St Andrews at Knighthead Park. I have to admit, your touring schedule there on for the rest of the year is fairly full on, and you're going all over the place. You must
Yeah.
still absolutely love to tour.
Well, that's what we've been doing. Apart from a very few small breaks over the last 45 years, that's what we've done. We make a record and then we tour it around the world, and that's the way we work. You know, it's what we love to do. And yeah, you're right. The next year is going to be very full on, but yeah, that's what we want to do. As soon as you've made a new record, that's the one thing you want to do is get out there and play it to your fans, you know. And we have a fantastic following, loyal fan base, that will come and see us wherever we go in the world. So yeah, it's the other half of being UB40. You know, you make records, but you want to get out there and play them. And we love performing live. It's something that we've honed over the last few decades, and we reckon we're pretty good at it now. So, yeah, we enjoy doing it.
I think it sounds like a perfect plan, Robin. And on that note, I think we should probably play the new single. So, would you like to introduce it for us?
Certainly, Pat. Hi, everybody. This is Robin Campbell from UB40, and this is our new single, Home.
Thank you.
face like with something wrong. We're not here to take what's yours. Barely just born when we came to the show. So when you tell me go back home, remember this is the only home I've ever known. Not let the bigots win. Are we really giving in? After all that we've sacrificed, sure. This ain't the worst we've had to survive. But let's get out, let's just go. Find a better place to call our home. Cause everyone round here looks our way with a face like we're something wrong. You would understand. There's nothing left here for the two of us. So, darling, come take my hand. And let's get out, let's just go. Find a better place to call our home. Cause everyone round here looks our way with a face like we're something wrong. We're not here to take what's yours. Barely just born when we came to the show. So when you tell me go back home, remember this is the only home I've ever known. We're not here to take what's yours. Barely just born when we came to the show. So when you tell me go back home, remember this is the only home I've ever known.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.